purchasing clothing during the period of the 3 weeks of Bein HaMitzvah. So in Halacha we find a difference of ruling regarding the period of 3 weeks until the 9 days, and the period of the 9 days that begins from Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. So in general, regarding buying clothing prior to Rosh Chodesh Av, it doesn't say explicitly in Pesukim that doing so is forbidden. What it does say, as brought in the Mechaber in 5.5.1.17, is that during this period of time, throughout the entire 3 weeks, we avoid saying Shechiyah. And being that from the letter of the law, Shechiyanu is said also upon purchasing new clothing, even though this isn't the custom today, so therefore, the Mechaber writes, it's proper to beware not to purchase new clothing during the period of 3 weeks because of the problem of Shechiyah. Now, as we mentioned today, we are no longer accustomed to recite Shechiyanu on new clothing. So because of this, from the letter of the law, it comes out that it should be permitted to buy new clothing at least until Rosh Chodesh Av, as in any event, we don't recite Shechiyanu. However, in truth, the reason why we don't say Shechiyanu is more because of a stringency of a bracha that we don't know how much simcha it actually gives, if today it justifies a Shechiyanu, being that today the clothing market is very open and many people buy clothing very often. However, practically it does give some amount of simcha, and perhaps therefore one should avoid buying even clothing even today when a Shechiyanu is not recited, and this is practically the custom. However, nevertheless, this only refers to clothing that really bring joy. However, underclothing, shoes, socks, undershirt, a yarmulke, etc., is completely permitted to be purchased until Rosh Chodesh, as writes the Mishnah Brura and other Pesukim. As well, some Pesukim say that even shirts and pants today may be purchased, as they no longer are considered items of simcha. They're considered like non-important clothing, and today we don't say Shechiyanu anymore. So therefore, you can purchase them. According to them, the only thing that should be avoided until Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av is simply important clothing like a talis gadol, like a jacket, a suit, a kapata, or things of the like. However, more simpler clothing that are worn every day don't have to be avoided. This is all until Rosh Chodesh Av. However, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, it's an explicit ruling in the Ramban 5.5.1.7 that is forbidden to buy clothing, even simple clothing, even undergarments we don't buy. And this applies even if one doesn't plan on wearing it until after Tisha B'Av. So, in summary, we find that until Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av is permitted to purchase all non-important clothing, some include in that list even pants and shirts. However, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, one may not purchase even non-important clothing such as undergarments and shoes.